Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have Senator Mark Pryor with us. And Senator, today we're going to talk about what's coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a big speech that the president, President Obama, will be talking about the jobs. Let's talk about that for a moment. What do you expect in that speech?
Well, you know, the details have been changing a little bit in the last couple of days. I don't know if that's because the president's changing the details or just there's been some speculation that hasn't been correct. But let me tell you what I hope I see there. I hope that what we see tonight is the beginning of building consensus here in Washington. I hope that we don't see a lot of gimmicks from the president or from Democrats or Republicans in the House and Senate. I hope we don't see gimmicks. I hope we get back to sound economic fundamentals and we try to get this economy back on track. And one thing I really hope we hear the president say tonight is the government cannot do this alone. The private sector has to step up. And there's certainly some things that the government can do to create a better business environment and a better investment and hiring and expansion environment, and we need to do some of those things. But I hope we don't hear the president say he wants to come in and spend a lot of money and do a lot of things, because, quite frankly, we just don't have a lot of money right now.
You know, one thing we can see, too, is that there has been so much a talk about the president, his approval rating. Even some of the Democratic leaders are saying this is one of the most important speeches for him to turn this around for his approval.
Yeah, it may be. You know, there's a lot of this is one of the things you get in Washington. In fact, I was looking at one of the newspapers up here yesterday, and every single headline in the paper had a partisan angle to it. And you know, that's kind of the news media, the Washington news media, the national media. They love to cover the horse race. They love to talk about poll numbers and, you know, how well or how poorly people are doing. But the truth is, right now, what we need as a nation is we don't need to focus on the politics of the president or, you know, Congress or anybody else. We need to focus on governing. And I think that's what, when I traveled the state of Arkansas this last month, and I mean, it was a four corners tour. I literally was all over the state. It was great. And I don't know how many counties or places I went, but I spent a lot of time on the road. It was wonderful. But over and over and over, that's kind of what I was hearing from people is there's just way too much partisan politics in Washington, and there's not enough governing. You know, that's why folks send us to Washington, is to govern and to lead and to make good decisions and set good policy and I guess I'd say set the table for success in this country. And that's what you're not seeing here. You're seeing a lot of great campaign ads. You're seeing a lot of, you know, political spending and a lot of rhetoric and that kind of thing. But you're not seeing much governing coming out of Washington, which is really hurting our country.
Do you think that's one thing that has been the criticism of President Obama and why he's changing and tweaking this so much? Because you feel he feels the pressure of making this happen?
You know, it's hard to know exactly. The Obama administration's kind of been frustrating for both sides of the equation. I think Democrats really want him to succeed and want him to do well, and they feel like he misses some opportunities. In some ways, Obama's kind of wants to be different. He doesn't want to be the typical politician and just kind of play the game up here. And he's trying to rise above politics. But on the other hand, you have a lot of folks up here that are just determined that he not succeed at anything. And so he's really kind of been hamstrung, you know, of course, by the economy. I mean, any president, doesn't matter who it is, would be hamstrung by this economy. And then you throw in Afghanistan and Iraq and just a lot of other things that are going on, the budget situation, just a lot of other things. It's really hard to get things moving in the right direction just because you have so many challenges. And that's why I said before, I hope that what you see in the speech tonight is the beginning of the building of consensus. We need consensus in this country. We need to stop having this partisan divide that is just making, you know, folks either, you know, liberal or conservative, left, right, blue, red, however you want to say it, Democrat, Republican. We need to stop that. We need to start governing and build that consensus in the middle. That's one of the great things about our country. When our founding fathers set it up, they set it up to build consensus. You know, I mean, you look at the Constitution. That's why it's designed that way. And we're just not doing that right now. And the system is kind of breaking down. But the system itself works fine. It's the people here that are causing the breakdown. And, you know, the truth is there's nothing wrong in Washington that can't be fixed easily. The way you fix it is you have the political will to fix it. You just come in one day and say, okay, we're going to do things different, and we're not going to hold, you know, these issues hostage for just our agenda reasons. We're not going to push this stuff that we want to push, even though under other circumstances we might, but we're not. We're going to go to the middle. We're going to work together. We're going to get things done, and we're going to get this economy back on track. That's what we need to see. We need both sides to do it. And the president's kind of the face of the government, and he'll take either most of the blame or most of the credit, you know, however it works out. But really, it's all of our responsibility, including the American people. The American people need to insist on better in Washington. And, you know, you need to insist that all the folks that you send to Washington do a better job up here.
You know, one thing I've heard you on the Arkansas Radio Network yesterday talking about, and you even said at the beginning of this interview, that it is the private sector is going to get jobs going. And really, the government can't fix it. We all know that. That's something that's been tried, but nothing better than our capitalistic society taking over and making things go.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, again, there are lots of folks that are blaming, you know, this on lots of different factors. But the truth is, the private sector is where that's who is going to lead us through this. I mean, the government can do things, and we should do things to make this a better business climate here in this country. You know, we should do things to get more international investment here in the U.S. We should do things where we're manufacturing more here. We need to fix our housing, you know, our housing market. I think we can fix that without spending a lot of money on it. It may not be pain-free for everybody, but I think there are ways to fix that and get through this, you know, housing malaise that we're in right now. I think we need to invest in infrastructure. I mean, there's not, you know, again, this is not hard stuff to do, but in order for us to move forward, we have to build that consensus. And when you listen to, like, you know, TV shows like CNBC and other business publications, pretty much what you hear or what you read everywhere you go is this is a bad quarter and the next quarter is going to be worse, you know. And that right there is a big problem. It's kind of, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. That's kind of back where we are now. We need confidence in this, in our economy and in our nation. And I think the confidence killer is Washington. I think that what's happened is everybody is watching what's happening here in Washington, and they're going, you know, we don't know what to do, because if Obama stays in, you know, we kind of think we know the direction he's going, may not always like it, but we kind of know what we do. We know what the rules of the road are, but with all the hyper-partisanship, if we elect someone else on the Republican side, the rules may be totally different in a year and a half. So why should we invest now? And what's happened, in my view, the big, wide, and wild political swings that you see in Washington, you know, when the Democrats come in, they kind of lurch it over to the left. The Republicans come in, they kind of lurch it over to the right. It's making it impossible to do business in this country. So, anyway, we need to build that consensus, and we need to move forward.
We've been talking with Senator Mark Pryor. And, Senator, as always, thanks for taking time and talking with us. The president will be taking the stage at 6 p.m. tonight, our time.
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. up here. And
7 p.m., okay.
Yeah, and 6 p.m. in Arkansas. And, you know, I don't know exactly what he's going to say, because some of the details have been changing, but I certainly hope that he says things that we can all rally around and we can get that consensus and, you know, try to build that that sense of we're all on the same page and, you know, let's move forward here. That's certainly what I hope.
Thanks for taking time and talking with us. We've been talking with Senator Mark Pryor here on KFFB's Open Mic.
Thank